Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Dr. Katie Allen, how are you?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Now, on our sheets of paper that we have to introduce you, there is so much that you've done. I don't even know where to begin. How do you like being introduced?
Just say Dr. Katie Allen.
There you go.
We were trying to do pediatric gastroenterologist and he can't say it.
Pediatric gastroenterologist. You know, is that how you do it?
You just said it.
Wow.
This is amazing.
What does that mean?
Well, basically I'm a pediatrician and I care for kids and young people.
Right.
Good on you.
And not a foot doctor. I thought it was a foot doctor.
We just had this conversation and I was trying to explain to Tim. Yeah. So, yes, yeah. No, not feet.
So, are you still at the Children's Hospital?
Yes.
Oh, I've got
Dean's got a history with the Children's Hospital.
I love the Children's Hospital. I had half my lung removed when I was 14.
Oh, really?
And it was on Easter, so it was Good Friday, and they were doing the Good Friday appeal. Yeah, and in those days, years ago, Zig and Zag were the two guys. Anyway, Zig and Zag decided to take me out onto the Channel 7 in front of the cameras, and I was off my rocker on morphine and stuff. So they quickly wheeled me out of there again.
Special place. And on Christmas Day, the kids are so spoiled.
Yeah.
In fact, it's a little sad sometimes in that some of them want to stay in for Christmas Day.
They're so good at the Children's Hospital. It's amazing.
I've worked at hospitals all over the world, and, you know, the children's hospitals everywhere have a special place in people's
And I think if you can on Good Friday appeal, just donate whatever you can, because that's the biggest moneymaker day, isn't it?
Oh, totally. And, you know, people of Victoria feel like they own the Children's Hospital, and they do. It's got so much heart. The old hospital, which was an old building, people would come in and say, oh, my God, it's just such
a terrible... The new one's amazing.
And they do. And they say you take all that heart from the old building where people loved it so much, and you put in what is effectively a $1 billion hotel, and it's just fabulous.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
It's a hospital that's actually made for children, which is really great.
Now,
it's gorgeous.
Not only that, you're a very busy woman because you're also the Liberal candidate for the for Paran, is that right?
Yes, I'm putting my hand up because I'd like to represent my community.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
I'm in the hood. I live there.
Fantastic.
I'll vote for you.
Fantastic.
You're gorgeous.
You got his vote.
Thank
Straight away.
But I've heard nothing about your politics or anything. You're gorgeous. I'm going to do it.
Thank you. Well, it's about listening to the voices.
Yeah, that's it.
Listening to people's issues
and
wanting to represent. That's what our democracy is, effectively.
Yeah, totally.
That's why Katie's running, not you, because you don't listen to anything.
But that's a terrible thing to say. Now, tomorrow is a big day. It's not only Anna Murphy's birthday, but it's Mental Health Forum Day. Is that right?
Yeah, so this is Mental Health Month. Yep. And Stonington, the Australian Health Foundation, Mental Health Foundation, asked me to be an ambassador for Stonington and asked me to organise a forum. And I was so delighted because I've got lots of mates up at the Children's and the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, and they're going to come and talk about youth mental health, which is such a big issue, particularly in Paran.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got a lot of young people, and particularly LGBTI issues are so critical because that, you know, part of our community are so much more
affected.
Do you
feel as though mental health has become very, with social media, and you see a lot of posts from people and whatever, it's so much, I feel like it is just coming to the surface so much more now? Like,
yeah, it's really good. I mean, I have a lot of family members who've been significantly affected, and I think everybody does.
Like, of course.
I don't think there's anyone.
There's no one who hasn't.
Yeah. No.
But the reason I say it is that my brother, for instance, 30 years ago, had some really terrible time, and the services then, they just weren't there.
No, and I think a lot of it was...
It's changed,
isn't it?
Yeah. So much for the better. I mean, we've got a long way to go, but isn't it great that we can talk about it?
Yeah, but so much was in... When we were growing up, it was like you just don't talk about your feelings or where you're at, and it was all pushed underground. And
my mother was told that she'd parented my brother, and, you know, badly.
Yeah.
And it was all blame. It was blame.
Yeah, there's a lot
parenting.
Of blame, yeah, babe. Yeah,
I just feel like people... There's way more out there than we actually... acknowledge, and I think now is the time for people to just go. The stigma needs to go.
It has been destigmatized.
Yeah, so
to a degree, still a way to go.
Actually, so people can just feel like, okay, I have this thing. You know, it is a condition. Yeah. It's not going to, you know, if we all work together, we can actually make their lives better.
That is the thing about finding common ground and working together. And, you know, the divisiveness sometimes that comes out about how to manage things or how to, you know, it's awful.
Yeah, I had a friend who, suffers from depression and was struggling with the decision to go on medication. And I remember having a conversation years ago about it, just saying, look, I have to take Nexium, like, which is a thing for reflux.
Yes.
I have to take that every day. It's the same thing. If you've got, if that's what's going to help you and your doctor has suggested that and you're happy, he was happy to take it but was worried about what that meant for the rest of his life. So it is like if we can talk about things and normalise it a bit more.
Well, it's about taking control. Taking control of your life, finding out all the information you need. Some people need medication.
Some people don't, of course, and I'm not advocating either way.
And
it's what's right
realizing
for the person.
Realising you're not alone.
Yes.
And it also that life's a long journey.
Yeah. And we need a village.
Actually, more than 50% of us will have some significant major episode in our life.
I don't believe.
Well, I'm an anxiety sufferer, so I'm my heart goes out to anyone because at times it's terrible. It's like,
but it's also, you know, the thing about anxiety is it can be incredibly debilitating, but also anxiety is one of the things that makes us get out of bed to do things. So it's containing it and making sure that we channel that bolting horse in the right direction.
Yeah, that it's not out of whack and you're getting.
I just don't think there's anyone on our earth who's reached the ripe old age in their 40s that doesn't suffer from some sort of mental illness or condition.
Well, in this day and age, everything's so quick and the social media, like everyone's on their phones all the time, your brain doesn't switch off.
Well, I actually worry about the mobile devices because I know when I mean, in France, they have a no mobile phone day for 24 hours. Mm. And I know that if
we need to do that here.
Well, if you disconnect for 24 hours, don't you notice how much calmer you feel?
Yeah, totally.
And I just worry. We didn't grow up with them, you know, affecting our brains as we're developing. But
I worry. Little kids now.
Yeah. In my practice, kids come in and they are being distracted, which is keeping them calm. But in the old days, they used to bounce off the walls everywhere. Now they sit there and they're just watching the screen.
But it's just your brain going over and over and over and not looking for something to keep yourself occupied either. It's all on a screen, which is bad for your eyes.
We're talking to Dr. Katie Allen, who's done amazing things and about to do some incredible things, including this. This is on Sunday, the 4th of November at Albert Park Lake. Walk for Mental Health.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
I think
it's
going to be really idea. Big.
So what's
so great? Well, it's just so important to raise awareness. Yeah. And as we were talking about before, we've got to destigmatise. And everybody knows somebody who's got some sort of issue. And walking actually is a really good way to deal with anxiety, depression, and it's very meditative.
Yeah, that's good. Is there a barbecue at the end?
A sausage sizzle?
I'm always a fast walker for
it. No, that happens on election day.
Sausage.
When we go and vote for Katie.
Okay. Right, sorry. I've got my dates mixed up. With the sausage sizzle.
I'm thinking, are we allowed to bring our dogs for this walk?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my God.
I'm bringing my dog.
My dog's going to love this.
Well, my dog will love your dog if she doesn't walk.
I think this is fantastic. I think maybe we all underestimate how many people are going to turn up to this thing because, as you said, we're all affected by someone who is suffering at the moment from some sort of mental condition.
Absolutely.
And is there any, have we got any, we should get Sam Wood down there. That's what we should
do. Yes, we should.
All our celebrities.
Yes, we should. Sam, if you're listening, head down Sunday the 4th.
But don't you think when people get together, it can be just such a great, good feeling?
Yeah, I love that kind of that community vibe, the village.
Absolutely.
So you've got that on the 4th of November. On the 24th, you've got the election.
Absolutely.
You're a gutsy thing, aren't you?
Oh, thank you for saying that. It's a very interesting process putting yourself forward because, you know, I'm standing in the electorate of Paran and there's 52,000 people there and everybody has a view.
Well, we've got a few little fans in Paran, so hopefully we can give you a push, which would be great.
Fantastic, Well, I've lived there for nearly 40 – I lived locally for nearly 40 years. And I love it. You know, Chapel Street – doesn't everyone love Chapel Street?
Oh, don't we?
I always say, who's been to Paran? They go, we've been there, we've lived there, we've visited, you know, Chapel Street, all the things that are going on down there. It's just fantastic.
And what are you going to focus on?
Well, I'd really like to see much better public transport. I think we need to have some decongestion. We're absolutely overwhelmed with people. But I'm actually really passionate about health and education.
Yep.
So I'd like to make sure that state services are delivered, you know, in a way that helps the people of Victoria.
Yeah, great. And I think we need more women in politics.
Well,
there's not enough.
Well, I think we need people with real life experience.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I don't know if if someone's gone back through the archives, I'll be the first medical doctor, at least in the last 35 years, possibly ever in state parliament. And I think even if I don't get through, at least I might snowplow for other people who have got real life experience.
That's what we
need. Put my hand up. People go, gosh, that's a really interesting thing to do. But if they think about it and do it too, then we might have more people in there who.
Look at you go. You're like Melbourne's own little Hillary Clinton, aren't you?
I don't know, very divisive person.
Glass ceiling there.
Yeah, some people might not like that.
Yeah. Well, listen, Katie Allen, thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Thank you, Katie.
And all the success in the world for what's coming up for you. And we will definitely be there.
We'll be there Sunday the 4th of November.
At Wonderful. Albert Park Lake. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Katie. Thanks.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.